Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said God never imposes a duty without giving time and strength to perform it. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll tell others about the program. It may be that through our study together of the Word of God, each of us may learn something that will be essential in regard to our salvation. It may make the difference in whether we will enjoy eternity in the presence of God. All right, let's return to our study. And we've been talking about the changing world about us and the instability of change as it from day to day makes differences in our lives. And we've been making application to religious matters, the fact that in religion there also are those who propose change merely for the sake of changing, and they go in the wrong direction most of the time in regard to those changes. Is there stability? Is there something that doesn't change about religion that we ought to be concerned about? And the answer is very obviously yes, there are some things that we can depend on. Paul, in writing to the church to Timothy, pointed out to Timothy, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." In other words, Paul said, "There's one I have confidence in, and so I trust there." Well, we noted yesterday that we can depend upon God. God doesn't change. Certainly, he's used different rules for different dispensations of time, but he always keeps his word, and he always promises things that are going to come to pass, just like he promised. Now, man has always questioned the promises of God, and a group of people were doing that according to the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3. The promise that they're talking about is the promise that God had given that he would send his Son again, and that his Son would come into the world to save the righteous and to punish those who were disobedient. The people, because that had not occurred already, began to say, "Well, maybe he's not going to keep his word. Maybe he's not going to keep his promise." But Peter assures them that you're talking about man's timetable instead of God's. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day, Peter explained. So you don't go by the same time schedule, and even though it has not yet occurred, that doesn't mean that it's not going to occur. The Lord is going to return. We've heard a great deal of emphasis on this in recent times, when there was a man who predicted he knew by taking the Bible and looking at Bible passages, he knew when the Lord was going to return. A very pompous and a very arrogant statement for anybody to make, when in view of the fact that Jesus said, "I don't know," you would simply be placing yourself above the Lord with greater knowledge than Jesus had. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36, Jesus said, "Of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only." Now, if you know when the Lord is going to return, you know more than the angels know. You know more than Jesus knows. And so, you're simply placing yourself in a very arrogant position. Later, in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 13, Jesus said, "Watch, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." You don't know the time, and so, indeed, you must accept this fact that the Lord is going to come, but it's not according to our time schedule, and when you and I think that he ought to return. it amazes me that people have not recognized that when a man makes a prediction about the second coming of Christ and that prediction fails, that he's what the Bible calls a false prophet. Read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18. Read about verses 18 and 19. And note the fact that it is stated by the prophet of God that when a man presumes to say something that does not come to pass, you mark it down, he's not a prophet of the Lord. What amazes me is this: a man will predict the second coming of Christ, the time will pass, and then he'll make another prediction trying to cover himself, and his followers have not yet recognized the fact that he's a false teacher. They still hold on to him and believe that, well, maybe he missed it a little bit in regard to the prediction, but he's still going to know and tell us when the Lord is going to return. In 1843, there was a prediction by a religious man that caused people to sell their possessions and to just simply quit working and look for the Lord's return. It didn't happen. The man who made the prediction later decided he was a year off, and so 1844 would be the time, and once more he was proved to be a false prophet. Friends, wouldn't that be enough to cause you not to make a prediction like that? Well, it doesn't seem to slow people down. They still are predicting. They know when the Lord is going to return. Well, because the Lord has not returned to this point, you can still remember the Lord is faithful and he'll still keep his word. If I tell you today Jesus is coming again, I'm telling you truth that is revealed in the Bible. If I tell you that I know when he is coming again, I'm telling you more than is what's in the Bible. I'm telling you things that are my own speculation and really have no validity whatever. But if God said Jesus is going to come a second time, you just mark it down. You can depend on it. Why? Because God doesn't change. God's faithful. God will keep his word just like he promised. Isn't that great to know that when God promises something, it's going to happen? I looked at the passage a little while ago in our study from 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 that said, God is faithful. God will not permit you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Paul was simply telling the people, don't become discouraged by the problems that you face during life. Yes, there'll be some terrible problems that will come. Death and illness and disappointments of all kinds come during our lifetime. But we can still depend upon God. And God simply says, you'll not have any temptation that is beyond your ability to handle. I'll see to it that you have the help you need to overcome those temptations. And God is faithful. Well, we appreciate your being with us today and studying once more. We'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.